Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm otherwise known as the voice of the millennial generation. You're welcome, millennials.
How's that been going so far? I mean, I just want to check in. You know, what are we, 2 weeks, 3 weeks into the new nickname?
Yeah, we're 2 or 3 weeks into that. It's actually going really well. I've had a lot of good response from my fellow millennials.
Let's just talk brand integration.
Sure, absolutely. No, I've been looking at integration, extension, transduction, mm-hmm. brand transduction. I'm actually working on a new type of headphones.
Really? Like a kind of your own take on a Beats by Dre? Okay.
Not at all.
Oh, hmm. Oh,
not
sorry.
Even inspired
I'm sorry
by.
To, sorry to draw the comparison.
They're blue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's totally different.
Yeah.
You know what? Jesse, just do you.
Thank you,
just
Jordan.
Just do you.
Thank you, Jordan.
If you want to go out so outside the box, you want to fly in the face of convention as violently as you are.
Can I tell you something, Jordan?
Yeah.
Millennials like me
mm-hmm.
love to be free.
Mm-hmm.
We love to express ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't care what past generations think.
You're going to sound off in the comments.
You got it. We're in the here and now, sharing Tinder apps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Swiping right, swiping left, depending on if you want to fuck the person or not.
Talking about Pokemons.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, up to and including Kratz Creatures,
mm-hmm.
are what it means to be a millennial. And I know that better than anyone else.
And that's what led you to invent blue headphones that are totally dissimilar to Beats by Dre.
Right. I mean, if you look at a pair of Beats by Dre headphones, I don't know if you ever have. I haven't.
Yeah, sure.
They have a sort of B on the...
My lovers earpiece. All insist that I leave them on. Because I'm so known for my Beats by Dre.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine does not have a B, so that's how you can tell that mine are different. They're blue,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have a B. They have a music note. Quarter note.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really distinctive.
Yeah, they're extremely distinctive, and you won't believe this about them, stereophonic.
Wow. So like left and right channels?
You get different sounds in the left channel than you get in the right channel. So let's say you're watching a video on YouTube of a guy narrating a Call of Duty game.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get
one of my as a millennial or a millennial enthusiast. That's one of my favorite kinds of videos where like a really excited guy who's not funny is talking about the video game he's playing.
Let's say you're watching a father and son mm-hmm. narrate their video game on Twitch.
Mm, sure.
Then you're going to get different signals in the left ear and in the right ear. Let's introduce our guest.
Oh.
The founder of Beats by Dre.
Jimmy Iovine. I don't want to... I just don't want to sit here. Number one, our guest, he's got a couple years on me. He's probably a member of Generation X.
Mm.
He's basically a member of Generation X.
I think I am.
Yeah. I'm a millennial. He's a member of Generation X. I'm not trying to call him out. I'm just saying I'm tired of his slacker bullshit.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ethan Hawke.
He is...
Star of The Purge, Ethan Hawke.
He is the host of a broad variety of different programs with Dave Hill in the title.
Yeah.
He is a comedian, a musician. He is a member of the band Valley Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard their most recent single as the theme music from John Oliver's new HBO television program.
Really? Is that you?
Yeah.
I have been telling everyone how much I love that theme song. I had no idea I knew the guy who wrote it. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I am like legitimately thrilled and excited to hear that.
Oh, wow.
I love that opening and I love that song.
Oh, thank you. Well,
wow.
Hopefully you like the rest of the song. Cause
there's more to that song?
There's more. There's different parts.
There's a full song with lyrics and a music video.
Wow.
But there's been people going on YouTube.
Yeah.
And commenting either like,
well,
I
see,
love
I don't know
song.
If Dave's a member of Generation X because he did the millennial pronouncement of YouTube, which is YouTube.
That's true.
Y apostrophe tube.
Yeah. And, like, some people are like, oh, I love this song. And then other people are like, oh, my gosh, I love it as the theme song to John Oliver's new show.
Yeah.
But when you hear the lyrics and the singing,
yeah, really ruins
it. Horrible.
Oh, no.
A couple people have said that.
I bet your beautiful singing makes it better, Dave.
Well, I do. I have the voice of an angel.
Sure.
But I will say, like, that song in particular, I wanted to see, you know, because I'm always challenging myself as an artist.
Right.
And I also...
How many cookies can you eat?
Yeah.
Well, how long can you go without peeing?
I wanted to write... Because I pretty much write... I assume no one's ever going to listen to the music. So I just kind of write it for my own entertainment. And I wanted to sing an entire song in falsetto. And so...
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Well, Prince does it.
But I mean,
Michael Bublé.
I don't know him. I mean, I know who he is. But
I kind of
don't
just
know if that's true.
I'm in the same boat as you. I just kind of took a guess. I just said a guy's name that I thought was kind of funny, who I thought maybe did fancy singing.
I think
I should have stepped on the joke.
No, that's okay. You were, you are like everyone who does something on the internet, just worried about people correcting you,
right?
Because it's annoying.
Yeah.
I think my point here is that I don't think there is a single man in the world who's ever
like an unmarried man
sung a song and not thought to himself, I would enjoy singing an entire song in falsetto.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's fun.
It is.
That's how Smokey Robinson became the greatest songwriter of the 20th century.
Yeah.
It's because one day he was 16 years old and he was singing tenor or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just thought to himself,
yeah, that's where you want to be.
And he's like, I like that. I like that, he thought to himself. I'll write some of the greatest popular music of the 20th century for myself and my friends, the Miracles.
Yeah.
So this was a song you had written for your band, for your album,
yeah.
And then the John Oliver people purchased it?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What'd you get, 50 bucks?
It was a little better than that, but it was I can't say.
Was it a buyout deal? Or are you getting royalties?
Well, that's how it works. I mean, had they like hired me and been like, Dave, write this song, then it would have been the buyout, I believe. But
what are you, ASCAP, BMI?
BMI.
What's your BMI?
What's my BMI name? What are you gonna hack it?
Your body mass index.
Not good, I don't think. Yeah. I think I've been letting myself go.
I think you look great.
Oh, thanks.
I always think Dave Hill looks great. Good-looking man.
If only I could see that, you know.
Bringing a Western shirt to the table, by the
way.
Rare. He's out here in the West in Gene Autry country. He knows how to do it.
Yeah. I thought, let's do this right.
Let's take in an Angels game, head down to the Western Museum.
Yeah.
Rope, wrangle.
I had a meeting yesterday in an office that was like somehow... a tribute to Tom Mix. Do you know Tom Mix, the Western star?
I don't know Tom Mix, the Western star.
He's even pre-Gen X. Mm-hmm. Like,
mean like pre-entertainment industry?
He's on MASH, the hit series that you guys couldn't possibly be aware of. The Father Mulcahy.
Can we draw a parallel to Full House in any way? Because I remember that.
Oh, man.
Cut Full it House. Out.
Cut it out. TGIF, right?
Mm-hmm.
Urkel.
Jinx.
Wait, Urkel, that was what? Family Matters?
That was Family Matters, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, well, I don't know why I brought that up.
No, you were in an office that was a tribute to this guy?
Oh, yeah. Cut out all that.
Okay.
Yeah. there was, and then anyway.
And your shirt was
like an old Western.
Your shirt
star.
Was appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, I didn't wear this to the meeting.
Yeah.
No, you wore it afterwards because you got the spirit.
This is more, you know, me casual hanging out. I wouldn't wear this to a meeting.
It's very Austin stories, so it perfectly fits your Gen X milieu.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Enjoy the Sonic Youth concert you're going to after this.
I was just talking about this. It's sad but true. I was like having coffee with another Gen Xer earlier.
Coffee. Oh, you guys. Classic.
And I was talking about how I was like, you know, as much as I really try to be a fan of music and find new stuff, find old stuff I wasn't aware of. Like, if you were to look at any selection of what I've been listening to, you'd be like, oh, that is like an aging white guy.
I'm sorry.
Listening to this.
I wasn't listening. I was just chugging this Six Claw Nightmare energy drink.
Is that your sponsor?
Yeah.
What is, like, what do you keep drifting back to that says aging white guy? Like, what can you not shake, I guess?
I mean, I don't know. I just, you know, like, Led Zeppelin. I guess that's everybody, though. That, no, some, I would say, I don't know, Dinosaur Jr., Who's Who, Replacements.
I just started listening to Led Zeppelin.
How are you enjoying it?
I enjoy it very much. No wonder people like them so much. They're very enjoyable.
You also got your first Blacklight poster, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they're the best band of all time.
I had a friend in college, Dan Grayson, who wrote the original Sound of Young America theme music. And Dan, my freshman year, his sophomore year of college, at some point he discovered like Stephen Malkmus or something, mm-hmm. and he went full indie rock. But when he was like 18 and 19, when I used to go over to his room next door to mine to watch news radio because he had a color television.
Ooh.
You're going to want to watch news radio in color.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty broad, like, you know, interesting color palette.
That was Phil Hartman and Andy Dick at the peak of their powers.
Sure.
That show.
Both amazing. He at the time was going through a classic teenage boy, I only listened to Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd period.
Oh, wow.
And I always thought, and then he added The Who. And I was like, The Who was probably my favorite of the three. And I was like, I think I could get into Led Zeppelin, but then I sort of tabled it. And then the other day I was thinking, what am I doing? I should get into Led Zeppelin.
You looked on your table.
Yeah. I was going through some stuff that I'd tabled.
You're like, oh, Led Zeppelin, Homicide, Life on the Street, David Foster Wallace. Which one of these?
I asked my secretary if there was any old business. She said, well.
Yes, Mr. Thorne. I'm a classic comedy sketch secretary.
So I went with, allow me to adjust my cat's eyeglasses. I'm wearing too many crinolines under my skirt.
Well, you can listen to Led Zeppelin, play chess in a public park, macrame,
hold for Mr. Blueberry.
Wait a minute. What is crinoline?
A crinoline.
That's what jumped out at me.
I don't know what crinoline is.
The whole thing was great, but crinoline.
Thank you for saying it was
like
great.
A crinkly nylon thing that you that gives volume to your skirt.
Ah.
Oh, okay. I know what that is.
It's like a 50s lady would wear well into the 60s when she became a classic television sketch secretary.
But can you imagine what a world where women wanted to give volume to their skirt, like to make their ass look bigger?
The whole thing?
I would be pretty disappointed, honestly.
Oh, so you're, I know what you're talking about.
For like a floofy skirt. Like, imagine like a poodle skirt.
Okay, yeah.
I would feel like really betrayed. If, like, it was the 60s and I finally, you know, got up under there and the butt wasn't as big, I'd be like, I would feel lied to.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
yeah.
I think you'd be pretty disappointed every time.
Yeah.
But it's too late to turn it back when you, by the time you find out.
Because it's the 60s
you gotta finish the job.
You gotta.
I don't think any of those undergarments had a slimming effect.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Fuck
anyway.
Fuck the 60s when you didn't know. I'm glad we live in the now. When you know how big a butt is, more or less, before you get all up in there.
Started with Led Zeppelin 1.
That's exactly where you should have started.
And just put it on my phone, been listening to it. And when I'm driving around the car, I feel like rocking out.
Just on the little speaker on
your
phone.
It's a great album.
Speaker on my phone, exactly.
So you get the full experience.
Well, I hold it up to my ear for because I want to feel like I'm in a stadium when they were fucking people with fish.
Yeah, sure.
They didn't fuck people with fish in a stadium.
Yeah, they did.
Though I'd like to see it.
I believe they did. I would like you to
check
reference their facts on that, your facts on that.
That happened in California. No, Seattle. It was Seattle, the fish fucking.
There's a plaque in Seattle where you can go.
But
on this spot in 1962.
Right. I completely forgot. It not in a stadium. It was at Pike's Place Market.
That's exactly right.
Where they still toss fish.
Yeah, in tribute.
Stands to reason.
In tribute to John Paul Jones. Which one of them did the fish fucking? Did they? Was it a group
supposedly
effort?
None of them. Supposedly it was the roadies, but they could have just done that to...
Even roadies were doing that? That's amazing.
Well, they've got the time.
I mean, what you've,
if you have an off day,
rolled up all those
the band's
cables.
Doing press.
Sure.
You got to go down.
Are fucking chicks with fish.
The band doesn't have time to visit the monger.
Right. That's a good. Well, as the story goes, they were fishing out their hotel window, which seems impossible to me.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's as the story goes. And they were like,
I guess it just depends on how amazing you are.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to think it's all true.
Right. I mean, I feel bad. I don't feel bad because I bet if I was a willing and comfortable adult participant in a fish fucking involving Led Zeppelin or even their roadies, as long as there was no deception or, non-consent involved, I would be pretty stoked.
I thought I was going to get fucked with an eel. And they're like, well, it's a gray area. They're technically fish.
That's literally the most legendary sex act of all time, right? Is there a more legendary sex act than...
Didn't Chuck Berry fart on someone?
The Virgin Mary.
I'm sure Chuck Berry's farted on people.
Yeah, Chuck Berry's too.
You put a few beans in Berry. Toots McGee all night long.
Yeah, Chuck sees he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Peeing and farting on people.
Yeah.
But you know what you're getting into, I would think.
Right.
You're rolling with Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're gonna get blasted in the face.
Yeah.
When you're tuning into the CB radio, which is what he calls.
Oh man.
Plug into the CB radio.
10-4, good buddy.
Hello, baby. That's the Big Bopper.
The Big Bopper.
Oh, boy.
That's what he said before he farted on people.
So all of these 50s rockers were into farting on people?
Oh, yeah. That was business as usual back then.
When they all farted at the same time, the day the music died.
Really? Like, what about Eddie Cochran?
Oh, maybe the biggest of the bunch.
Oh, really? What about Richie Valens?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis,
Buddy
the killer?
Holly, yeah.
Little Richard?
Mm-hmm. Even Little Richard.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
They were all famous face farters.
Man alive. I did not. You learn something. What I love about hanging out with guys like you is you always learn something about America's treasured shared history.
I mean, yeah. And like the music industry really took a look at itself after Altamont.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of when the farting stopped.
Right. I've heard that referred to as the day the farting stopped.
Yeah. There's the day the music died when they all farted at the same time.
Yeah.
And the day the farting stopped was Altamont.
I believe the day the music died was the day that they all burped and farted.
Wait, is that physically possible?
Oh, totally.
You die.
Yeah, yeah.
That seems like something
like Pop Rocks and Coke. What are we talking about? This is so stupid.
It's gold. All killer, no filler.
Colin Marshall is on the computer
Yeah, no fat
right
on this
now.
Episode.
Colin Marshall is on the computer right now, and he's unsmiling, but I choose to believe it's because he's on Wikipedia looking up who has died from burping and farting at the same time.
I'm trying to figure out, could you do it? I think, like, a yogi could do it.
Yeah, you would have to have incredible control.
Someone, like, who'd reach some state.
What about someone like an Ornette Coleman or something like that who could do circular breathing and stuff?
Yeah, he could do it.
Sting could totally do it.
Sting, yeah.
Sting could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Sting could do, you know that thing that French guys do where they jump out of an airplane and then they go, and all of a sudden they've got wings?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Flying mm-hmm. down to the ground?
I got to say, I don't know about this one.
You don't think Sting
Frenchmen
could do it?
No, Frenchmen have a flap of skin going from the arm to the torso.
Okay, yeah. Like a flying squirrel scenario.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
They're not actually flying, they're gliding, but.
Somebody's never been to Aubonpin.
No, it's like one of those weird, like, European extreme sports. Like,
Wait, that's French guys that do this?
Yeah, and like, but also like beautiful, like Parisian nude models will do it too.
I love those.
Yeah, I mean, of course, they're not totally nude. But they're a nude model who will also
wingsuit.
Yeah,
and presumably Sting
after they're
does
nude.
This.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He's or is capable of doing it.
Yeah, gosh.
He does it all except stay friends with Stuart Copeland. Am I right, guys? Rock and roll humor. Rock humor.
I'm on Stewart's side, I feel like.
What's that argument about? How much the loot rocks? Sting says a lot. Stuart Copeland says not at all.
I don't know. Who knows?
What did you? Yeah, is that a fan? I guess I know that they hate each other, but I don't know why.
They did do a reunion tour at some point, didn't they? Long ago?
They did, and there's a story that at some point that Stewart Copeland stood up behind the drums at practice or rehearsal. They probably rehearse. They don't practice. And read.
Well, because they have the choreography to learn.
Yeah, yeah. He read aloud some scathing review that Sting got for, like, his solo album.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's totally fucked up.
But probably well-deserved,
sure.
I would think.
Too much loot, said the review.
That's exactly
too much
right.
loot, not enough rain stick.
Isn't Sting writing an opera or something right now? Isn't that what Sting's up to?
That's a dick move.
Yeah.
To write an opera?
I hate when
I tell that to
like,
Mozart.
No, I think don't get me wrong. I'd like a nice opera,
Don Giovanni.
But I don't think you should be like in the rock idiom and then be like.
I guess what's
it's
the
like
the,
Billy Joel writing classical music?
There's so much precedent for that sucking. Like, when has that worked out good for someone? I feel like you can look at remember Elvis Costello's weird musical, don't do that. You know, like there's so much evidence for it being bad.
I bet there are instances of the Who, because they did.
I don't know. I mean,
but that's mostly. I mean, you listen to a Who song that's from their we're doing high minded rock musicals, we're doing rock operas.
Yeah,
and then you listen to a regular Who song, and you're just like. You just sort of strung them together. Like, I'm glad that helped you write songs.
You're right, but that's why I like it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't like The Who after once they go into, like, the arena rock phase, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
No interest.
Done? You're completely out.
No interest.
Magic Bus?
That's pre-arena rock.
I was going to say.
I'm won't get fooled again. Don't care.
Sure.
Same thing with the Kinks. The Kinks were like,
yeah, boy.
When
the Kinks became
arena rock,
better at being a band. They the songs really really stink.
They ruined all their old songs from the '60s.
Oh yeah,
because they played them like.
Sure.
Anyway, cut that part out.
You know my favorite Who song?
You'd hate
is?
For Ray Davies to be listening.
I have a good Ray Davies story that involves him not at all, but I'll tell it.
Let's hear it.
I'm in London, the popular town.
No, you're
town.
Not.
I like where this is
number
going.
Number one, bullshit. You're in Los Angeles.
I am in Los Angeles right now, but I'm a huge Kinks fan. And so I was in London just partying. But this
Sweet.
Is the true part.
Having a warm
my
beer.
My friend Carl Arnheider had Terry Jones of Monty Python fame. He interviewed him at Sketchfest, San Francisco. And for the listener, I know you guys know what I'm saying when I say Sketchfest.
Sure.
You guys know what I mean when I say Terry Jones.
You could have been referring to Sketchfest New York.
True. Is there one?
There is. I don't know if there is one. There certainly was one.
Okay.
Seattle still has one.
Oh, fine. But anyway.
Sure.
So we're in London and somehow Carl's emailing with Terry Jones, and Terry's like, let's get a beer. Carl's like, you got to come and have a beer with Terry Jones.
Sure,
I was like, that's too much.
Yeah, you don't pass that up.
Well, I almost did because I was like, I can't deal with that. That's too much pressure.
Hard to be casual.
Hang out and have a beer. So I almost didn't go. But then I went, and we're sitting there, and I was just trying to hold it together and be like a normal guy having a beer. And Terry
did you
Jones,
come? Did you bring any plans with you? Did you write down some questions,
like bullet about points,
some observations about medieval times?
No, I couldn't have added less to the. I'm almost arguably I do that in any social setting. I drink very little, and
polite listening.
Yeah, I smile and I nod, and we're sitting there, and he was delightful, and I was just like, I'm gonna go take a piss. I don't think I said it like that. Excuse myself. Sure. Come back to the table. Terry Gilliam's sitting there.
Whoa, cool.
And I'm like, how? I don't know how that happened. And Terry Gilliam is like, he's from, I think, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Do you think Terry Jones just said, do you want me to call any other members of Monty Python?
I don't know how it very well could have been that Terry Gilliam just happened to be there because they live both by this pub.
Is it all, can I ask you this?
Yes.
Is it possible they have an app?
The Monty Python beer?
Yeah, that beeps when they're nearby each other.
It's, like a grinder for
like
Monty
a grinder
Python.
For members called, of Monty Python.
It's like grinder. It's called Wink Wink Nudge Nudge.
Well,
say
so
no more,
you
Jordan.
Swipe right if you want Eric Idle to come. Swipe left if you don't want him to come.
Eric Idle was there too. No, he was. It was just the two of them. And then, so I'm like, God damn it. Like, it's just, I can't handle, you know, I'm trying to hold it together and be. And then Terry Jones is like, well, I was hoping you guys would all come over for dinner. And so we're like, okay. And we're leaving. And we're walking through this neighborhood, through Highgate, where they live. And Terry Jones is like, do you like the Kinks? No, Terry Gilliam to me. He's like, do you like the Kinks? I'm like, yeah, they're one of my favorite bands. And we're passing this door that's like right on the sidewalk. He's like, well, we're good friends with Ray Davies, and he lives right here. We should see if he wants to come out.
We should just knock on his door randomly.
That's what they did.
Wow, cool.
And I was like, fuck you. Like, I don't...
What an amazing life.
Yeah, but anyway, Ray wasn't home.
Oh, okay.
He didn't come. So,
do you know where he was?
I don't know. Busy?
Hmm. Yeah.
I think he's like lives in New Orleans or something maybe.
Hmm.
Part-time.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can cut that out.
So did you just say, if I'm in that position and I don't want to speak for you, especially in the past.
Yeah.
I don't have the power to travel between the I'm no time bandit.
Yet.
But if I were you in that time, what I say is, Gilliam, Jones, fuck you.
Right.
Suck this high hard one.
Right, okay.
And then I bounce.
That's what I should have done.
Yeah, you piece out of that situation immediately.
I should have done that. I mean, arguably I could have just done that because I haven't seen either one of them since.
You think about socking them
What's
in the,
the
gut?
Difference?
You could have just socked them right in the fucking solar plexus.
I did think about it, you know.
Because they...
Take out one of your heroes, Jay.
Right. Then you're the king.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you just... It's like a Highlander. If you destroy Terry Gilliam, you become Terry Gilliam.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can make some weird movies.
Looking back on it, I wish I had done that.
Yeah.
You could have eaten.
Then they really would have remembered me.
You got to cut off the head, though. That's the only way to kill him.
Yeah, you could have eaten his brains and gotten his powers.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
Does that work or not?
I don't
South
think that's
Pacific
how.
Style.
That's not how Highlander mythology works, Jesse. You just cut off the
oh,
head.
Oh, I had him as a South Pacific Islander cannibal.
Oh, okay.
Before the 1960s.
Yeah.
It's about when they stopped.
Sure. Cannibalizing?
Cannibalizing. And let's be clear, not all South... The cannibal tribes were the ones that were cannibalizing people. That's a very small portion of all people in the South Pacific. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
How long have the Highlanders...
But I heard a good fresh air about it.
The Highlanders not been cutting off people's heads?
That's a really good question. And how long have the Highlanders been living in the South Pacific? See, that's something I didn't know about the Highlanders.
Oh, yeah. Sure,
yeah.
They like the...
That's what the musical South Pacific is about.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
It's about Highlanders.
Well, specifically Sean Connery.
Oh, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Do you think they just like fruity drinks?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of it.
Like, they just like a nice... Something with pineapple juice and rum.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me something with 5 maraschino cherries muddled up at the bottom.
Yeah. There can be only one Mai Tai.
Mm-hmm.
It's their catchphrase.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse.
Where are we
Go.
Going?
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Hey, guess what? Sponsor on this week's Jordan Jesse Go are good friends at Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus has tons of shows, Family Guy, Parks and Recreation, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, every single episode of Community and South Park. That is a lot of episodes of Community and South Park.
Yeah, it works on your computer, smart TV, Roku, Apple TV, Xbox, PlayStation, pretty much any streaming device you already own.
You know what? South Park is like the show of the millennial generation.
Sure.
It's the defining show. It's been a lot. It's been on TV as long as I've been alive.
They like it more than The Simpsons.
Wow. Yeah. You'll get that is true. That's the weird thing about millennials. $7.99 a month. It's easy. Just go to HuluPlus.com/JJGo and you get 2 weeks of free full access. 2 weeks, completely free. Give it a try.
They've also got original shows like Deadbeat, a comedy about a pot-smoking guy who talks to ghosts.
Go to HuluPlus.com.
I just was saying, I want to. I'd like to watch that.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's
a really
intriguing
funny show.
Premise. Have you ever checked out Hulu Plus?
I love Hulu Plus. Right, I watch it all the time.
One of your favorite streaming services?
Yeah, I put it up there as number one.
Yeah, I'd say WWE TV is number one for me.
I like Mega Upload.
Number two is WWF.TV. That's it's a combination of old WWE clips and clips from the World Wildlife Federation.
Oh,
like pandas and stuff.
I'd like to see that.
Anyway, go to HuluPlus.com/JJGo. We'll be back in just a second with more. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I am Jesse Thorne, the voice of the millennial generation.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
I'm Dave Hill from Cleveland. That's no good, right? It should be catchier.
Well, I mean, what I like about it is that it's informative.
It's straight to the point.
Sure.
Dave, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I happen to have let you into our parking garage here at MaximumFun.org.
I appreciate it.
And I have to say that as a millennial, I thought you had a dope Chevy Spark.
Yeah. Was that what I'm driving?
Yeah. That's a dope Spark.
Boy, that's such a great, like... yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the rental cars is they're cars that you have never heard of, but apparently. Yeah, a Chevy Spark. Like, who do you know that has a Chevy Spark?
No, nobody.
A lot of us dope millennials.
I guess so.
Every rental car is a car that sees no other life outside of being a rental car.
A Kia Trout.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a Suzuki Esteem at once, and at my
guys, if you want to do spend 20 minutes just going around thinking of fake riddle car names,
no,
I think that'd be a great use of time.
There's a real car that I got one time, Suzuki Esteem, and I thought a good catchphrase was getting you where you're going while taking what's left of yours. Your Esteem, you get it?
Yeah. Sure. I liked that for a little while.
A Panasonic blimp.
The Chevrolet Corporation's main contribution to the rental car industry was a car that literally was not available for sale, that was just called the Chevy Classic. Like, it's just like fucking, I don't know, car. Call it car.
Wait, but do they make cars just for the purpose of being rental cars?
Chevy Classic.
You know this to be – this is a true thing.
Yeah, the Chevrolet Classic. I did not make that up.
But a lot of
– I think it was a model that had been made for a long time. I can't remember. It was like the Caprice or something.
The last time I was looking at cars, which has been a while, but the last time I was looking at cars, you know, there are some like rental places where you can like buy the cars and usually they have pretty good prices. That would be kind of a funny thing to look for. Like, oh – Like people who own DeLoreans. Like, oh, yeah, I have one of the 200 classics that they made for Alamo.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be a pretty cool collector's item.
A lot of...
Sorry, guys. But
yeah,
there is something on my mind that I need to get out.
Oh, sure.
Two things. First of all, I apologize if there's any bass bleed through on this week's show. There is a Banda concert going on immediately outside our studios.
Really?
So if you hear any... we can hear it in the studio right
this
now.
We
might not be able to hear it on mic.
Today is Banda in the Park Saturday.
I guess it's Banda in the Park Saturday. There's a fucking full-on Tilt-A-Whirl situation going on out there.
Really? How did I miss
that? Wilshire Boulevard is jumping.
Why do they always have music in parks that no one would ever listen to at home?
Because they're booked by a guy who's a rec manager. The guy whose job it is to manage a group of softball bats.
Yeah. You're relying on the musical taste of someone whose job it is to get a deposit for a kickball.
Yeah. Like 10 to 11 a.m. on their schedule says book band. 11 a.m. to 12 says draw lines with chalk.
But it's
That's
always
why.
Like,
Although I would guess that there is probably a pretty big crowd out there for the Banda concert.
Yeah, there is. No, this is Banda country.
Yeah.
It is?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We're in a Banda neighborhood, I think.
What is Banda?
It's a type of it's a long-standing type of Mexican dance music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It has a lot of oompa in it.
Oh, so it's like a polka.
Yeah, it's like a polka-y dance music.
Oh, but because, you know, the Germans, they went down there.
Yeah, a lot of Germans in Mexico.
And they dropped off some tubas and then fucking booked
it. That's exactly right. They got the Mexicans, were like, here, this is how it's done. We'll check back with you.
Sure. A couple Hungarians down there, I think, too. You know, a few Eastern dropped off Louis C.K. for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to apologize if there's any bleep
for the nasty Latin beat.
Number two.
The dirty Latin beat.
I meant nasty in the sexual sense.
Yeah,
like I was like wondering why, like maybe people were listening and feeling more sexual than normal. I mean,
that's because I'm on the show.
Yeah,
I want to settle everyone.
But this is a double dose of extra sexuality.
Yeah, yeah, maybe a little too much.
If you're worried that there's ants in your pants, there are, but they're metaphorical ones.
Sure,
that's why you want to dance.
Yeah, unless you're listening to us in the desert, then there very well could be fire ants in your sleeping bag, and you're going to want to take care of that.
Yeah.
They will bite off your penis or vagina.
Or vulva.
Can you bite off a vagina? You could. I don't know.
Lord knows I've tried.
Oh, man. I set you up.
It's June, guys. You know what that means?
June gloom.
What?
No, Jordan. No. It's not June gloom.
No.
It's classic.
Well, then what am I experiencing?
If you've been in any Hallmark store...
Why am I so gloomy?
In any Target store, in any... If you've watched morning television, you know what June means. It's dads versus grads.
Oh, yeah. A battle to the death.
Wait. Oh. Because of Father's Day.
Yeah.
I'm like a detective. I got to figure that out.
Dads versus grads. And you know what? I'm rolling with dads this year. Fuck grads.
Wow.
Yeah, they can suck it.
Right?
I vote for
grads. Congratulations on not dropping out of middle school or whatever.
Enjoy your optimism.
I made life. I fucking created life using my balls and my wife.
Yeah.
So, are you worried about retaliation from grads? Are you worried that a bunch of kind of wide-eyed...
Those grads can suck my dick.
Oh, wow. You're getting in there too, Dave.
Yeah,
I don't think I think I'm going to remain neutral in this fight.
You're not on
I guess
the side
I don't
of
have
dads
a
or grads?
I guess I don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah, that's true. You've never graduated from anything and you don't have a father.
Yeah, I'm a big quitter and I don't talk to my dad anymore. Oh, that's true.
So you got babies?
No, don't have a baby.
You thinking about it?
I got nothing, guys. I'm a wandering Ronin.
Have you ever thought about just quitting using condoms?
Yeah, I could, like, tricking a woman.
Seeing what happens?
Yeah, just blasting it in there.
I think a lot of people...
Jesse's made a dice-rolling motion.
a big swath
like
of...
Like a classic crap shooting.
Jizz.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh,
that's
I thought
me
you were just throwing a handful of jizz.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Can you
Dave,
say jizz?
Dave, whose side are you on? Jordan's neutral. Are you with me on for dads,
yeah,
or are you with grads?
You told grads to suck your dick.
Yeah, they can suck my BOD.
Right. Yeah, because number one, they're insolent.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, their achievement's not that remarkable.
Sure.
No.
Unless
you're maybe graduating from like an engineering school or something.
Number three, nice mortarboard, dipshit.
Yeah. Yeah, get a real hat.
What are you doing, cutting cheese on your head? Now you're cutting cheese out of your butt right into your special dress.
You're pulling a Chuck Berry in your gown.
When did this become fart show?
I don't know.
I don't think we've
I'm cool
made
with
a,
it. I'm cool
we haven't
with it.
Made a fart joke in the 8 years we've been doing this show.
Yeah, I thought you guys had an elevated thing going on.
Wiz is a very
You're wearing
elevated
a goddamn
program.
T-shirt today.
Yeah, I am.
Fart
it's
jokes.
True. I'm wearing a T-shirt. It's not a graphic tee. It's a pocket tee.
Right, yeah. I like it.
I don't want anyone out there to think that I'm wearing a T-shirt that says, like, you know, 10,000% nerd or something like that. And it's got a picture of a Doctor Who phone booth.
They make those?
Yeah.
I bet it would sell.
Yeah, no shit.
I was talking to someone who read a biography of one of the doctors. And he said that a regular thing that happened was he would meet a woman who was a fan. And on multiple occasions, they all wanted to be tied up with the scarf. While they did it.
Oh, wow.
He said, like, that was a thing he could count on.
Do,
like,
all Doctors Who wear scarves?
I think this was one of the scarf-wearing Doctors. I mean, again, I am...
Right, that kind of, like, I know what you're talking about. Like, that, like, Harry Potter scarf they wear.
Sure.
Right, yeah. With the fringes and everything, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Like a classic nitty scarf.
Mm-hmm.
I know that scarf.
Yeah.
That you're talking
Apparently,
about.
They, it was regularly used in kind of a light bondage situation.
Man.
I love it.
It's like It's like that book that the guy that played Robin wrote. Bert, what's his name?
Oh, I'd have never heard of this. Bert Ward?
Yeah, I feel like Bert Ward wrote a tell-all book
about what it was like fucked to be by Adam West.
No! That's not what they did. They double-teamed chicks.
Oh, did they?
With fish.
Yeah, Catwoman.
They went down to Pike's Place Market. Yeah.
Catwoman. The original Cat. Was that her name? Catwoman? Am I
getting
that right?
Mm-hmm.
The original one.
There were several original Catwomens, if you're talking about that.
Who are the original Catwomen?
The 60s show. Boy.
One is Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt. Julie Newmar.
That one. The next one.
Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gave... When I was a little kid and saw those reruns, I was just like... Intercourse, yeah. I didn't even know what
it was. I think I'm interested in it now.
But I was just like, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I remember watching...
Do you like... Well, now, do you like... Has that... I'm not... And this is a kind of a personal question. I'm sorry if it's
I'll
too
answer.
Have
personal.
You had intercourse since then?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Have you ever penetrated
like,
a man
if you,
or
like,
woman?
Were to see not, a, no. a picture of a sexy woman in a Catwoman outfit, was that would that be interesting to you beyond just it being a sexy woman?
No, okay. Probably not.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, I was just thinking, as soon as he said that, I thought watching the 70s version of Wonder Woman in syndication in the 80s. So I'm a millennial. I'm not a Gen
right.
Xer. You would have seen it in its original run, Dave, since you're so close
night.
To the grave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I remember having that feeling of sexualness and not knowing what it was. But just knowing I wanted to see more of this woman.
This wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Have you seen these? There's these awful commercials on now. Awful commercials. They're DirecTV commercials, and they feature a Nightmare Puppet family.
Yes. I have seen the Nightmare Puppet commercials. Who signed
who
off
the
on the Nightmare
fuck?
Puppets?
I mean,
and why is everyone complaining about those puppets with the Rocket basketball player, those commercials with the Rocket basketball player, when they could be complaining about the Nightmare Puppet Child commercial?
To be fair, there's a lot of awful commercials.
What about, do you guys have the General out here? Auto
yeah,
insurance?
The General.
With the
like world's worst CGI.
Shitty, yeah, like, what if we had like a little CGI... Mustache General, he could probably move some insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who's probably
that.
Racist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah.
Hi, I'm the General. You, have you got auto insurance? I'm probably racist.
Let me see. Before I sell you your insurance, let me see your skull ridge. Then we'll talk. Oh, General, you're the worst. So there's this awful – so these DirecTV commercials, the idea is they're trying to sell you a cable box without wires.
Right.
And so people are talking. Ooh. They're like, hey, this cable box is great. It doesn't have wires. And then it's implied that the person has a family member that's a marionette. And they've made these real marionettes that kind of come into the scene, and they just are terrifying. I guess you could – like if someone pitched you that idea, you're like, oh, okay, I could maybe see that that's a thing you would want to put on TV. But just whoever made these puppets is clearly in a dark place.
Well, the thing
it's like
is,
maybe the last thing H.R. Giger did before he died. They are so awful.
I feel like, number one, we just received your emails. Yes, it is Giger. Number two.
Wait, is it Giger?
Yeah, it's this Giger.
I think that's just how out. I think that's just how Super Ego says it.
No, that's
I think
how
it's Giger,
pronounced.
Right?
It's pronounced
oh, wow.
Giger.
Oh, wow. I thought it was Giger all this
no,
time.
No, it's
wow.
Giger. They say it that
I feel
way because that's how it's pronounced.
I feel like a real chump.
I think you're in the solid majority of people.
Who, like, just, who have just read it and not heard it said.
Who looks at that and thinks, oh, yeah, that's Giger.
Yeah, someone with a
Wait,
German
I
thing.
I think that the problem, the essential problem is that, like, at some point, the guy who thought of an idea, even if the idea was okay for a commercial, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with marionette member of the family.
Sure.
It could even be funny.
I get how it relates to the product. It's not just random.
I got to be honest, I don't. Is it because of the strings?
Yeah, it's
the
like...
The strings that cause problems.
Oh, okay.
I saw one where a child marionette was whipped up by a ceiling fan.
That sounds funny.
And hurt very badly.
I haven't seen that one. I like it.
Apparently hurt very badly. Like, you could pitch that, and somebody, your other, like, advertising industry asshole buddy goes, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like Tim and Eric.
You know, snort.
What I mean? That's what they say to each other. And then, but then by the time it is a television commercial, so many horrible things have happened to it. And the guy who's directing it, he's not funny.
Sure.
He's just some asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even, like, and funny people sometimes, Christopher Guest or Tim and Eric will get to direct a commercial. That's how they make their money. But they didn't think of the funny idea in that instance. They're just there like, oh, God, well, at the end of this 3 days, I'll have $500,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and my name won't explicitly be on this.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to get in on this action.
Yeah, you probably should.
I thought blogging was the way.
Oh, no, yeah, it's blogging and commercials. That's where the money
is. Oh,
you go. It goes blogging, music videos, commercials, features. It's the David Fincher model.
Oh.
Yeah, David Fincher's blog is great. His mommy blog is really terrific.
Well, Jordan, I don't. Dave would know a little bit more. As a Gen Xer, he would remember it better.
Sure, yeah.
This was the early 80s.
You're asking
about. Oh, okay. This was his David Fincher's news group.
Yeah.
Alt.darkness. Alt.purplemovie. here's my thing. Just my thing with this puppet family is that it is one of those things that is so distinct that I am afraid there are 12-year-olds seeing it and it is being imprinted on their sexuality.
Oh.
Like,
wait, why would it be imprinted on their sexuality?
I guess, you know, when you hear about an unusual sexuality, a furry or something like that, you know, it can be traced to being like – to seeing something at a – like an impressionable age that they just couldn't shake, or they were developing it around the time that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think you can control that.
No, yeah. Oh, definitely.
It just hits you.
Yeah.
That's why you just show – you show people Hostess cupcakes. Mm-hmm. For between like 8 – and 14, you show only allow people to look at Hostess cupcakes.
So that's all they want to fuck? They're easy to get. They're cheap.
They're affordable. They're accessible. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just concerned that they're in, you know, 6 years, 10 years, when these impressionable kids are, you know, starting to go out there and stick stuff and stuff.
In their butts.
Yeah, there's going to be like a lot of weird
cupcakes up there. They're too soft.
Sure, yeah. You're going to want to take them out of the foil first.
Or you could...
Oh, it's a ding-dong, sorry.
Ding-dongs are better, yeah.
But again, you got to remove the foil. But the ding-dongs are kind of slick and waxy, so I bet it would get up there pretty good.
I like to freeze them first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to... Yeah, if that's where we're headed.
If you're sticking ding-dongs or Thin Mints up there.
Thin Mints?
Yeah.
Wow.
Freeze them.
Why would you do... You don't have to freeze a Thin Mint to shove a... To shove it in an orifice?
Yeah.
But if you want to get the maximum cooling power.
That's true, yeah.
Thinking of Bengay.
I can see that.
I freeze a tube of Bengay sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And you know what? Yeah. Sometimes I'll freeze a tube of Icy Hot, too.
Sure. I guess I'm just worried that there will be puppet sex in the near future because of these commercials.
You know, I think the problem is, and this is a problem that was driven home by a little bit of time that I spent on the Maximum Fun subreddit,
mm-hmm.
which I've been enjoying looking at. It's not just Lothware that's on there. There's a lot of different people on there mm-hmm. helping out, sharing stories, upvoting, downvoting, mm-hmm. commenting, all these things you do on a subreddit.
Sure.
Someone said, I think I must have said on the show that I wanted to know more about different non-explicit fetish videos and fetish communities, because Jordan worked on something that involved pie fetishes.
Sure.
And
a feature film.
Was it American Pie?
It was. So yeah, I'm working on the reboot of American Pie. It's going to be, guys,
PG.
Spoiler alert, it's going to be really bad.
I spent some time looking at some of these things and it was weird.
Yeah,
Reddit is a special world where millennials like me,
sure,
hang out and be weird.
Pretty young things.
Decide to try and fuck things they shouldn't try and fuck.
Hmm.
Why do people... I never understand that, because I'm... Maybe this is the Gen Xer in me,
mm-hmm.
but I just have... I'm just looking to get some friction.
Right,
sure.
Get on with my day.
You're looking at... If you're talking about pornography, you're just... You want something French or Swedish.
Yeah.
Classier.
Yeah. Or German.
Better music.
Sure.
Pachispiele.
Good pronunciation, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I guess part of me, like, thinks it would be, you know, cumbersome to have a sexual thing. But maybe in a lot of ways it's easier. It kind of, like, narrows down the people that you can consider and who can consider you. It's like a smaller community.
Sometimes when I read a tweet that Kevin Allison sent
mm-hmm.
About how much he loves Asian boys...
He's into that.
He's really
sure.
into Asian. If you're a homosexual Asian guy, Kevin Allison will do anything you want. And he knows how to do a wide variety of things.
He's taught
classes.
A class in it.
Yeah.
Whatever he's doing to you, he's instructed people how to do.
And I always think, like I guess my version of that is being in love with my wife. You know what I mean?
Your bondage.
Your wife is your little Asian man.
Yeah. I
Come
guess
here.
So.
But have you ever heard this and this is
But
not...
like what if anytime I was like my you know like anytime I was at a 5 when I wanted to be at a 9, you know what I mean?
Arousal wise?
Yeah. She could just put on a
semi or a
Yeah.
or a baseball bat.
And she she could just well I'm just talking I don't have any problems with my erection.
Right. Yeah, clearly.
I'm just saying in terms
clearly.
Of interest. I'm just saying in terms of interest.
Okay.
She could just put on those like angel wings from the Victoria's Secret fashion show
because
that was my thing, and then I was like, boing, you know what I mean?
Does like, she have those?
I should buy her some.
Wait, so that...
I should buy her. You know what I should buy her? Invisible lasso.
Oh yeah, makes well the her jet is invisible. The lasso is visible. Makes you tell the truth.
Oh, I should buy her an invisible jet. Then.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to buy an invisible hanger for it.
Oh,
there's a whole upkeep.
Good point.
Yeah, well, there's some whole... invisible upkeep that you're going to need to do. Dave, wait, sorry, Dave. Did you had a fetish thought? I feel like I
wait. I can't remember now.
I'll share a fetish thought that.
Oh,
I
Oh wait,
had.
No, okay, I had a thought.
Yeah,
this is now I remember. Because have you ever heard this? I didn't make this up. That people say like when you date Asian women. This is a horrible thing that people say.
Yeah, people
I've
are fucked up.
I'm bracing myself for a horrible thing.
That Asian women is your last stop before dating men. If you're a man, like it's your last stop before you just
That's
start
very
dating
racist
dudes.
And I'd never heard that one.
Well, I prefaced it by saying this is not
I'm with you. I know. I'm not targeting you.
I prefaced it by saying this is in no way my
right.
notion.
Sure.
No.
It's just been something
I have not heard that.
That awful yeah. people say.
Sure.
Right.
So
like Terry a Gilliam. Weird like a weird grandpa.
It's just something Terry Gilliam said to you.
By the same yeah. the same logic, which is
you,
horrible logic.
Yes.
Right.
Do you think Kevin Allison is about to go straight?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Next thing you
this
know.
Blew your mind.
Watch out, ladies.
We're going to see him with a, you know, 36, 24, 36 blonde
yeah.
bombshell.
I don't think any of that's true. I don't think
no, yeah.
Here's the fetish thought that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I watched some pie videos
mm-hmm.
that were linked to from the Reddit.
I really liked watching the pie videos.
Wait, what are the pie? Do people?
Oh, so yeah, this is a fetish, and it's something you can like. There's a lot of on YouTube. It's just like a really, you know, model-y looking woman, like usually look like someone who would be like on a Hooters calendar.
Yeah,
sure.
Getting hit with a pie.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something else.
And
yeah,
it's a
oh,
nice
yeah.
pie too. Like a lot of the videos, are high production qualities, good looking
sure.
women, and a nice solid graham cracker crust.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it
yeah.
chunks up nicely.
Yeah.
This is what... Okay, so I had never heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at a couple on the internet.
It's fun to watch.
I'll tell you something that happened. I found them mildly arousing. Not dramatically.
Well, it's, the way you've described it, it's arousing. Like, if there's an attractive woman doing anything, I'm
sure.
probably going to be into it.
But I yeah. mean, I think...
Unless she's doing mean things.
Right.
I think,
negative things.
I think I found it... More arousing.
Like writing an article for the Huffington Post.
To see a lady get hit in the face with a pie.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have such a good attitude about it.
Yeah, that's like that's kind of part of the video is it's like, whoa, hey.
Then I might have felt if there was just a lady just chatting mm-hmm. in the bikini that they're with, that they wear in the thing. And again, like not I'm talking about a 1 or 2 out of 10 point increase. Mm-hmm. But I was shocked by it. I was like, huh. Is this like if I had grown up in a culture where this was normal, would I be like not a boob guy or a butt guy or a leg guy, but a pie guy?
Yeah. Maybe you have the potential in you to be a pie guy.
Maybe I have the potential in me to deal pie gal. Should go down to the Indian casino.
Thinking man's gambling game.
But I was
best
really,
odds in pie gal, I hear.
Did you what I guess what I'm wondering is did you have any reaction to watching the video?
No, I mean, I really, like, I can really, like, jive with what you're
I
saying.
I want to see, can I pull these up right now?
Yeah, sure.
We'll take a quick break.
Watch some pie vids.
Watch some pie vids. You can, too.
I would
if
like
you go to the
see...
Maximum Fun Reddit, there are still pie vid links there. The only problem with loading them up is that it will mess up your algorithm. Like, it will...
Like, emotionally?
Here's the thing. It's a tough one, because I was, like, on YouTube... Because I was going to go on YouTube and look up pie videos, but then I'm like, oh, but then anytime I go on YouTube, it's going to recommend pie videos to me.
Oh, yeah, because then you're either like, look who's back.
Here's something for you, creepy.
We know what you're looking for.
Yeah, oh, peanut yeah. butter cream. And then I'm like, I'm going to go into private browsing, but then it didn't want to show me pie videos in private browsing because... They might not be appropriate for children.
Mm. Wait, what is the search for pie video?
I don't remember.
You know,
somebody linked to something.
Yeah, the one that it's called like it kind of implies that they're new to this. The title is like first time pie or something like that.
Yeah,
first he's like, oh, this is their first video.
I love it when it's their first time when they're it's. Not. They have no idea they're about to get hit with the pie.
On comment sections like the AV Club or mm-hmm. whatever, they call that firsties.
Ah, sure.
Yeah, so when you see that, that's what that means.
Yeah. I feel like no matter how much other stuff I look at on YouTube, my suggested page will always have a few Japanese championship-level Street Fighter matches. I feel like for a long time that's exclusively what I used YouTube for.
What is that?
Like super, super high-level guys playing Street Fighter against each other. We're talking about Daigo versus Gamer B.
You would know...
I don't know what that is.
ColecoVision, Asteroids.
Dig Dug.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland.
Dave, it's always a joy to have you here on the program.
Oh, thanks. It's a joy to be here.
Dave, by the way, not only hosts his own Max Fun podcast... He also hosts the GD. I'm not going to say the full name of it.
Because it's profane.
It's very profane. The GD Dave Hill Show on WFMU.
That's right.
In Jersey City, New Jersey.
That's right.
And besides that, he's a rock star
and a
television star.
That's right.
Author.
That's right.
That's also true.
I was telling a friend of mine asked who was going to be on the show today, and I said Dave Hill. And
lost their mind. Probably.
And they said his book, Tasteful Nudes, is the only book I have laughed so hard at that I cried. And
oh, that's
I
so sweet.
Agreed that it is a hilarious book.
Thank you so much. Is this person really famous? I could get them to blurb for me.
Yeah, it's actually.
Next time.
Yeah, it's actually H.R. Giger.
Oh, my God. Giger?
Giger.
Oh.
Giger.
This is just a German man who runs a sauerkraut store.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, I see.
That's such a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice job for a German guy to get when he comes in as an immigrant in mm-hmm. this country.
Yeah. Do you know...
Much more appropriate than, say, a pupusa store.
What's the place... I'm derailing something, right, by going on this tangent?
Nice. Yeah.
But there's this place, a German bar somewhere like the Red something or another.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
It's
here in town.
Good.
The Red Lion, maybe?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it. So I've been all over, as you mentioned, I'm a rock star. I've been all over the world. And I've been all over Germany, like at least 10 cities, which is more than most people, I think. Mm-hmm. So I go in there, and I start talking to this woman, and she's wearing, like, St. Pauli girl, like, Oktoberfest outfit.
Sure.
And she's, like, in her 50s, and, like, And so I'm telling her, like, I've been all over Germany. I've been here. And she's like, yeah, that is not where I'm from.
I've been.
Wait. I can tell you were trying to sing a song, but I have no idea which one it is.
Oh, I've been everywhere?
Yeah.
I'm an everywhere man.
Not impressed at all. And I was like, you're not impressed that a guy from Cleveland's walking in here and been to, like a dozen cities probably? And she's like, that is not where I'm from. Mm. Like, I didn't name her city.
Those selfish Germans.
And then...
Can I ask you a question then?
Sure.
Did you fuck her?
I did fuck her, yeah.
Okay, so it all worked
also
out.
Also, not impressed.
Yeah.
But I did bond with her to show off my knowledge of Germany. Though you don't have to have much German knowledge to know this, but I said, hey, it's kind of silly they make you dress in that outfit, huh? And she's nice. Like, yeah, that would be like if there were an American bar in Germany and we made you dress as a cowboy.
Dave, you are currently dressed as a cowboy.
To be fair, I am dressed as a cowboy right now. But, you know, because the Oktoberfest sort of look is a very small part of Germany. The rest,
yeah.
Which is a letdown, because the first time I went to Germany, I was like...
You wanted lederhosen everywhere.
Yeah. Pigtails.
Yeah, that's
little suspenders, alpenhorns.
Yeah, but you don't get that everywhere. No. It's a bummer. No. It's bullshit.
You can get a nice... You can get schnitzel.
You can get a nice schnitzel.
Your spätzle.
Spätzle. Yeah.
That Red Lion, I had a conversation at Max FunCon, which was this past weekend and was a blast, with a German Max Funster named Christian. And
Came in from Germany.
In from Germany. I don't... The fuck if I know.
Because I've been... Yeah, as I mentioned, I've been to a lot of German cities.
Probably Berlin.
Oh, I've been there.
Brooklyn, I think, actually, is where he lives.
currently.
Yeah, he lives in Brooklyn. But we were talking about how... people want to tell you about that place in Los Angeles, and you go there, and the food kind of sucks.
Yeah, don't go for the food. Go to have a bunch of beers, and then walk up dangerous flights of stairs.
Yes, that's the place.
Okay, sponsors on this week's program. Our friends at Warby Parker. Don't walk up dangerous flights of stairs when you're drunk, and don't walk up dangerous flights of stairs without affordable and stylish eyewear.
I was going to say that.
Warby Parker, they offer fashion-forward prescription glasses starting at $95, including prescription fees.
$95. That's under $100. They mail them right to your house.
That's price to move.
They mail them right to your house. Their home try-on program, you can order up to 5 pairs of glasses. You can try them on, switch back and forth, and you can decide what you want to keep and what you want to return. It's easy. You can send them back free. There is no obligation to purchase. It is a really remarkable program.
I'm going to get some of these and wear them to watch Hulu Plus.
You got it.
The Hulu Plus will come in clearer.
Yeah. I love it.
WarbyParker.com/JJGO to choose your 5 free home try-on frames. What's cool is you get 5 frames in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
You can wear one frame. You could have a 3-frame rotation. You could have a 5-frame rotation for the price you pay at your optometrist.
Wait, but then do you what you tell them what your prescription is?
Yeah, tell them your prescription.
And then they're like, here you go.
Yeah,
if you go to our special URL, warbyparker.com/JJGO, you get free 3-day shipping.
warbyparker.com/JJGO. It's just that easy to have great-looking eyewear.
Did you make that up, or is that their slogan?
I made it up, but I'm a pretty talented admin.
It's great. That's really good.
Yeah, thank you.
That's
I also
good.
came up with a really good thing. I won't explain the whole concept, but suffice it to say, it equates a simpler way to deliver television signals to your television to what if one's children were terrifying wooden robots.
Jesse, are you H.R. Okay. Geiger?
I am H.R. Geiger.
No, Geiger is a different guy.
I'm Geiger.
Geiger is dead, everyone.
I'm Geiger, the sauerkraut king. we've also got some stuff up on the Jumbotron. I like this one. Gumbelms.
GMBLMZ, all caps.
So Gumbelms wrote to us to say, I'm building a giant spinning 3D maze.
This will take a literal ton of steel, so I'm asking for some help. And then in parentheses, the irony of promoting a Burning Man project on JJGO isn't lost on me, but I've been a fan for a long time and thought it would be a fun way to support the show.
Jordan, are you going to hit up Gumbelms?
Oh, I'm going to go.
When you go to Burning Man?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I'm going to type in Gumbelms, GMBLMZ, and I'm going to support this giant spinning 3D maze that needs a ton of steel.
Should we make up a rap about it? I'm GMB LMZ. I'm here to say that I'm a 3D maze in a major way.
That's, I mean, I don't see any reason to keep going with that. You're already pretty much did a perfect job.
That's a great rap.
Yeah, it's a very good rap.
We also have Drew Farnsworth's novel, Graham's Charlotte. It's a young adult novel by Drew Farnsworth. It has a secret code for Jordan Jesse Go listeners and an appearance by Chip Dipson.
Hey.
So that's pretty good. The first person to decode the secret code and tweet their answer to @Drew_Farnsworth wins a $50 Amazon gift card, a custom handmade mug. That's, you have to go to the porcelain store in the mall for that.
Oh, yeah.
And
like sunglasses.
The next encrypted clue to either decode personally or crowdsource. Graham's Charlotte is on Amazon in paperback and ebook and in select bookstores. It's called Graham's Charlotte. By Drew Farnsworth. If you want to get up on the Jumbotron,
sure.
It's easy. Go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. It's easy. Drew did it. Gumbolms did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'm totally stopping by Gumbolms when I'm in Burning Man.
Gumbolms.
Gumbolms. Gumbolms. Gumbolms.
Gumbolms.
MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron. If you want to sponsor Jordan Jesse Go, email us at Teresa@MaximumFun.org. We'll be back in just a minute on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland. This
Dave.
Is my real voice.
Oh, finally, you dropped the act.
Yeah, yeah. This is, I can't keep up.
The other was like a Pee-wee type character?
Yeah.
Dave, you have inspired me. I'm going to talk in my real voice
yes,
as well.
Yes, it's the voice of a man that pays for things with his own money.
Also, this is my real cadence.
Yes.
I'm going to talk in a Smokey Robinson falsetto.
That's, yeah.
Is that your real voice?
Ooh,
Jesse, we're saying goodbye to Artifice. And talking in our real voices.
I'm making up artifice that you guys left on the table. I'm extra artificial because I'm singing in falsetto.
Well, I'm just saying I think the audience would appreciate if you would be honest
with them. You're going back into your fake voice.
Oh, no.
You're not maintaining
I guess I've just been lying for so long.
The thing is,
I don't know what's real and what's a lie anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's to stop me from actually talking? Do you think it's just psychology
okay.
that causes
too
one
much.
To speak like this?
No, no, Dave's
jokes.
Digging deep. What?
No, like why? I can speak with this instrument like this.
Yeah.
But do you think it's just my own psychology that causes me to, rather than speak like
you
this,
you have a natural place where
just
your
talk
voice
like
goes.
This?
I think yeah. You know I think you like it's like nose bone size.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a big nose bone.
Yeah. So. You know what they say about a big nose bone?
Yeah, big nose.
Big nose. Good smeller.
No.
Frequently injured.
Yep.
You got a problem with smelling?
I don't think I have a problem with breathing.
Yeah.
I think I smell just fine.
I'm a bad breather, too. I got to put on breathe right strips sometimes.
Do you? I have sleep apnea, the not-so-silent killer.
Yeah. Did you have to go to a sleep apnea clinic
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a just a touch of sleep apnea. My wife noticed it. And I went to the doctor, and they're like, well, keep an eye on it.
I snore like a mofo, and it's legendary. Ask around. Like,
who
so
should we
many
ask? Who
bleary
should I ask?
I've woken up next to so many bleary-eyed ladies who just didn't sleep
Dave,
a
the
wink.
Sex was great, but oh, the snoring.
Oh, the look on a PYT's face when I wake up in the morning and see her bloodshot eyes like, oh my God.
You kept me up all night
yeah.
with your snoring. Sorry, I said it sexual.
Have you ever used a Breathe Right strip? Do you sleep with a mask?
I have a machine, yeah. I do.
Do you use it?
I haven't been using it recently because...
You don't care about life or death. You
don't care that much. I don't
have
know.
Have you been sipping scissorp?
Excuse me?
Purple drink?
Like just the...
Have you been drank?
No.
Well, that's good. That's going to help you out.
What do you mean?
Because it could suppress your waking up.
Jesse's reflux. Asking if you abuse codeine cough syrup.
Oh, that's... Oh. I'm into wash. Do you know that?
Mouthwash? Swallowing mouthwash so you're drunk?
I do a lot of washing.
I did a little Beeson the other day.
What's that?
You take Burt's Bees chapstick and you rub it on your eyelids.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the way I like to connect with millennials.
And what happens?
You know, you just get super jacked, juiced.
Are you serious?
I think, yeah, that's one of those, like,
true.
That's one of those local news things, like, every teen is doing this.
No, because, if you can absorb it through your eyelids, you could absorb it through your lips.
Yeah, I think it's not real.
This is not real.
No. But according to a local news report, it's an epidemic.
You know, how does Bert afford all that cocaine to put in that? Because it's what, $3 a tube?
Oh, he's like a Colombian plantation owner.
Oh, so he just needs a place to get rid of it.
Yeah.
He's got
too much cocaine.
For him, it's just like, ay, too much cocaine.
Yeah, in Colombia.
Been there.
Cocaine farms are like.
For me, Bert!
are like the, you know, like how out here they give corn subsidies.
Right.
I mean, there's just a glut of cocaine out there, so they're just looking for places to
get it. Because of the powerful Iowa senators.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah, Tom Harkin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Haskell?
Yeah. Ellen Barkin.
She's
Alan
great.
Arkin?
Yeah, she's great in everything.
Love Senator her. Alan Arkin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear our first call.
Hello.
Hey, Jordan, Jesse, guest. This is Sean in Boston calling with a momentous occasion. I was in a sex shop earlier today because I'm an American. And there was a man probably about, I'd say 50 or so, in there, hands full of a giant purple dildo, at which point his flip phone rang. He picked it up and immediately shouted into the phone, "I will call you back in 5 minutes," slammed the phone shut, and ran up to the register. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Wait, was that a question?
No, that was just a call. It's just a fun...
He's just saying something that happened to him.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you want to give him some advice, you can.
It's a segment called Momentous Occasions.
That is a momentous occasion.
I don't like this contempt for people with flip phones.
Yeah.
I would like to see people do more with the flip phone form factor.
Mm-hmm.
I liked flip phones.
Me too.
I felt like it's nice. I still would prefer to hold a flip phone to my head than a weird iPhone.
Yeah.
And I would like to see them use technology to make flip phones smart and useful, rather than just discarding them in favor of these things that get hot and make my face sweaty.
Wow. Well,
I'm with you. Yeah. My dad uses a StarTAC.
Hmm.
Dude, StarTACs were dope.
Yeah.
That's a dope phone.
They still are. Ask my dad.
I take
can
a look at a StarTAC and I think that's a cool
text.
Ass phone. I had a Razor. And that was
Razor.
When I knew I made it.
I was the mayor of Poon City when I had a Razor.
You were all up in there.
Because you were so good at Snake.
Now, you know,
check
just
out
like
my snake score.
Yeah. With an
hard to be distinct.
Let's hear another call.
Yes, this is Matt from Keokuk, Iowa.
Matt Keokuk.
Yesterday, I was having a wonderful bicycle ride, and I'm heading down a hill, and I'm getting off the road because cars are coming, and the right handlebar of my bicycle snapped off in my hand. And the next thing I know, I'm looking very closely at the gravel of the shoulder. Found out in a couple of hours after a CT scan that I had a brain hemorrhage, which he told me the range was possibly no big deal all the way to fatal, and I had to stay the night in the hospital. And after a second CT scan, they informed me that I was very likely going to be okay, and I just got home. And so I thought that was kind of momentous. Looks like I'm going to meet my deductible this year. Thanks for having such a great show, you guys. Bye.
By the way,
this is once was rotator cuff guy. Okay, that's it.
All right.
I can guarantee you something.
What?
This is for our listening audience. This is being targeted at Matt from Iowa,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, congratulations on recently being elected to the United States Senate.
What did you mean by rotator cuff guy?
You remember the time you called in a momentous occasion. We do not. We don't even remember things that we do on Jordan Jesse Go, much less things that you do. Best case scenario, we'll meet you and we'll be polite to you and pretend that we remember your momentous occasion that you called in that one time. I'm not saying this to make you feel bad. I'm just saying that's reality. We appreciate that you called in that momentous occasion. We're glad it's significant
I
to you.
I just want
to,
Jesse, I mostly agree with you. I'm basically on your side here. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're not on my side.
I just want to say.
You're probably on the grad side.
I'm making an exception for that lesbian who had a sex dream about me. I remember that.
Of course you remember that.
Yeah.
Wait, I'd like to hear more about that.
That thing that I said happened.
That's great. Kudos. Yeah.
Thanks. I feel great about it. I still think about it to this day.
Yeah, you'll always have that.
She actually went on to be elected the senator from Iowa.
Man, charges the powerful corn lobby.
So this guy...
I'm going to be getting free corn.
And corn syrup.
Yeah, oh, man. Yellow dye number 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to have so much of that.
This guy wasn't wearing a helmet, it sounds like.
Johnny cakes?
Oh, I like a nice Johnny cake.
Yeah.
Do you know that yellow number 5 is made of pig, from pig stuff?
No, I didn't know that.
At least according to something pig related. I don't know.
Pig.com.
This may not be true, actually, but I used to work at a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Because I'm a great guy. And then there was this big cake, like industrial-sized cake I'd make every
week. Hold on. You worked at a homeless shelter because you thought it would get you on This American Life.
Yes. I had the foresight to know that years later, it did actually get me on This American Life.
Yeah.
That's why I'm I'm going on a walking tour of America where I charge money for hugs.
That'll actually get you.
At best, that's getting you on Snap Judgment.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Well, it's storytelling with a beat, so.
Yeah.
But this guy was like...
Nothing wrong with Snap Judgment, by the way.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with it.
Why are you insulting my friend Glenn Washington?
I'm not. I would love to be on Snap Judgment.
Yeah, that's storytelling with a beat. Never come on Jordan Jesse Go. He would be a great Jordan Jesse Go.
I think so, too.
He should come back. Glenn...
Well, now I don't know with that tone you took.
People tell Glenn Washington that he should come on Jordan Jesse Go. Tell him our doors are open to him.
Yeah, why doesn't he?
Because he lives in Oakland. He's too busy hanging out in Oakland with his beautiful children I see on Facebook.
I would like to see Terry Gross in here.
Oh, I'd love to get Gross in here.
I would love to see...
I want to grill her.
Say something? Can I say one thing? Kai Rizdahl agreed to come on this show, and then when I emailed him to set a date, he didn't email me back. And then I emailed him again to set a date.
Hey, Jesse.
And he didn't email me back.
Hey, Jesse, Dave, you know something that I wrote for At Midnight that I think they're going to do?
What?
It's a game called NPR Personality or Minor Star Wars Character.
Oh, I love that.
You say a name and you have to guess whether it's an NPR personality or minor Star Wars character. I included Kai Rizdahl on there.
Oh, that's great.
Wait, who is Kai Rizdahl?
He's an American public media personality.
Like, he's the senator from Tatooine. He's the trade minister from Tatooine.
Marketplace, okay.
From American Public Media, not NPR, but I'm going to let it slide, Jordan.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I should just say public media.
That's really
it's
hard
public.
To
you can say
track.
Public radio host. Or, yeah. So
I am including KPCC's science reporter, Sandin Totten, who doesn't technically work for NPR.
Kai Rizdahl, what's your problem? What's your deal, Rizdahl?
Yeah.
Fuck Kai Rizdahl.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Am I saying that right?
Are you too busy suppressing the rebels?
No, Jordan.
Providing secret funding to Sith Lords?
Jordan, I think you may have confused your minor Star Wars characters with your public radio personalities.
They're all the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about is Ophabia Quistarkton on here?
Oh, yeah, she totally is. Not to give away the answers.
Who's
now.
Who's that?
Oh, she's an NPR reporter for Africa.
Yeah.
What about Netta Ulaby?
Netta Ulaby's totally on there.
Yeah.
They should all be national personalities. I didn't include Sandin Totten and Kajan Serbak.
You guys are going balls deep.
Oh yeah.
On these guys.
I'm a professional public radio host, Dave.
I know you are, but
Jordan's a professional nerd. Am I right?
I love my pocket protector.
10,000% nerd. Ching ching.
Bam.
I want to marry Albert Einstein. And chess.
Oh. Well.
Oh, man.
Wedge Antilles.
If you.
Guess
that's
which one
the NPR
is.
Sports report.
It is, yeah. Wedge Antilles.
Replaced Mike Pesca.
Mm-hmm.
If you have thoughts, if you want to call us, 206-984-4FUN.
Mon Mothma.
It's in momentous Seattle. Occasions.
I'm like Rain Man when it comes to area codes.
Mm. It is.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The Seattle area
I'm really
code.
Good.
It's just a voicemail, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
We'll talk to you in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. Love you. Guys, you only have a couple of weeks to buy your tickets for boatparty.biz. They go off sale forever, forever at the end of June. This is an amazing lineup, and you've heard about it before, but you haven't heard this. We just added Mr. Todd Barry. Yeah, ooh, that's right. Mr. Todd Barry.
Who else is on it?
Who else is on it? Try fucking Natasha Leggero.
Great.
Put on Moshe Kasher in your
love him
cruise hat.
Right.
Why don't you take a look at Karen Kilgariff? Why don't you enjoy Greg Behrendt?
Nice.
Why don't you think about a Guy Branum?
Yeah.
Why not? Look, Kyle Kinane.
Love him.
Matt Bronger.
Great dude.
These awesome are overstuffed shows. These are overstuffed shows, ladies and gentlemen. Try Auntie Ballas.
Ooh, from Brooklyn?
Yeah. You know who Auntie Ballas
they
are.
They play like kind of Fela Kuti music.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what the fuck they do.
Yeah. They were the band in the Broadway show Fela.
They were. See, Dave knows what the fuck is going on.
I know everything. It's like a weird autism.
Jean Grey. Jean Grey's going to be there.
Yeah, sure.
She's a cool lady. John Roderick from The Long Winters.
Sure.
The great John Roderick. Anyway.
Why aren't I on this? The more I'm hearing, you're busy. Okay. It's fine. I'm busy. When is it?
There's only so many special rooms. It's at the end of July.
I'm busy.
What are you doing? Jacking off?
Just crying. Just crying. How long is the boat go for?
I'm going to be doing the same thing. It's just going to be on a private fucking island in the Caribbean.
Ooh. Do you go to Puerto Vallarta?
No, it goes from
Mazatlan?
No, we're talking about the Caribbean. We're going from
to Antigua?
Cape Canaveral to Nassau via a private island called Coco Key.
Wow.
I know. Funky Nassau from the song by the beginning of the end. Boatparty.biz, time is basically out. It will be the best decision you ever make in your entire life.
You're getting a lot of porking on that boat, I bet.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of pork and a lot of porking.
Yeah.
Both of them. Unlimited bacon, unlimited boning.
Now, there will be other people on the boat, right?
Oh, yeah. Cool people.
No, in addition to the Max Fun folks, there's going to be like
Abuelitas Cubanas.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love them. Wild fun.
They're having a great time. They're having a great time.
I love to get on those boats and just let it fly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know exactly what you're saying, Dave. Dave knows exactly what this is about.
Yeah, I've been on a cruise or two.
Okay. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jessica. La, 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 la. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland.
Dave, I can't begin to tell you what a pleasure and a joy it's been to have you on our program.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being having.
Yeah, it's nice.
Thank you for make show, Dave. Yeah. Talk good. All this.
Yeah. Beautiful flower shirt.
Fun time.
Fun seeing this here.
We've had a lot of fun on this week's program.
It's warm in here.
Make sound.
It is, but it's not as warm as it used to be after at this point in the program, mm-hmm. thanks to the new fans
grant
that were put on by Ronnie DeVries.
Sure.
A grant from the
Chubb Group.
Chubb. Every time.
Oh, sorry, the Chud Group.
Every time.
Chuds donated
cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
Yeah. I've got to tell you, if you're in the life insurance business and you're selling to Chuds.
Chuds.
It's going to be a real problem. It's a tough business model to maintain if you're selling life insurance to cannibalistic humanoid underground Yeah. It's
nice of them to sponsor Nova.
I sell home and renter's insurance.
Sure.
On behalf of The Stuff, LLC.
The Critters.
I'm with They Live Advertising. Okay. We're done with that.
80s horror movies.
We're done naming allegorical 80s horror films with products that oppose their allegories. Dave, you're the host of the Dave Hill Podcasting Incident, an occasional podcast from MaximumFun.org.
That's right.
Been downgraded to...
I've been, as you know...
At whim. At whim.
And at when I'm ready to send out a missive. I've been busy with this radio.
Yeah, and you have the GD Dave Hill show on the WFMU radio station.
Do you think
station?
I should get rid of the GD? Because I sometimes wonder if I'm digging a hole with Jesus.
Well, you're not allowed to say GD on the radio. Do they let you say that on the radio?
Yeah, I say it all the time.
Cool. You're totally not allowed to. You're totally not allowed to say it.
Yeah, you can.
No, because it's blasphemy.
It's defamatory toward the Lord.
Is it?
I think
You know what?
You're right.
Yeah.
The literal interpretation of the law is that you can say goddamn, like, as in like, well, goddamn.
That's how I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're saying like you're wearing that shirt and you're doing a little like type dance.
This is a fun shirt to have.
But
on.
You can't say goddamn those so-and-sos. You sure. can't damn
you
people.
Can't, oh, you yeah. can't say, suggest someone go to hell.
But that's not I'm saying it the way you
In the same way that in the same way that when Bono said holy fuck or whatever he said mm-hmm. when they won a Grammy that they didn't end up paying a fine, although it took a long 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 time and a lot of legal appeals.
He did say that?
He said it on live television. He said, fuck on live television. I can't remember.
Oh,
it was.
Not only Guns N' Roses.
I think it was Holy
that.
Fuck. And, but.
Oh, yeah. Slash can say whatever he wants to. The FCC can't touch him.
Because it was. Because he wasn't referring to sexual function and it was in passing and unplanned.
That's the same rule with radio.
I'm surprised.
The Safe Harbor times.
I would have thought that WFMU would be one of those stations that would be very, very, very careful about language.
I can't say fuck shit. Cunt, boned.
You can't say boned.
I have to be very careful of the language I use to discuss.
What do you
things.
Do when you have Kevin Allison on?
It's
Kevin
tricky. It's tricky
about?
Business. Kevin,
he's a real foodie.
Oh well,
he's fully.
I don't know.
I'm not. He's pretty much as you're probably aware, as you are aware, I'm sure. He only talks about. Putting speculums in people's butts. Basically,
specula.
That's where he's at.
Specula, yeah.
But no.
There's
I
been
think
some
he's,
speculation
he's
on
gone
that.
Down,
yay!
I did a recent Risk show, and I was the only one that wasn't talking about naughty parts and stuff.
What were you talking about?
I was talking about when I went to prison in Mexico.
That didn't involve anything naughty.
It didn't. I did go to prison in Mexico, though,
yeah.
too.
Cool.
Deal with it.
Kevin,
I'm currently dealing with it.
Kevin
yeah,
came to Max
doing.
FunCon in a sex nerd t-shirt, which is
that
just a shirt
right.
you wear to a thing if you want to get laid. Right?
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I don't know if it would. I guess it might. Do you think a lot of boning happens?
Oh, that's me, but with my fog hat t-shirt.
See, that'll get you the pies mm-hmm. and cakes three times a week.
Was your question, does a lot of boning happen at Max FunCon?
That's right.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People are boning down big time.
Are they really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, there's like a sexual haze hangs over.
I feel like only one person directly tried to bone me at the Max FunCon that I was at. Hmm. And his name is Dick Cavett. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
Just kidding. It was Kevin Allison.
No, but I feel like
it
was the only proposition.
That's the third thing we said earlier.
No, only one woman, I think, tried to get with my parts, and
but
I was a little let down.
That's shameful, Dave.
Do you think it's because they're intimidated by my beauty?
Yes,
sure.
I think that's why Kevin Allison knows to go into that situation with a shirt that says "sex" mm-hmm. on it, because people can always come up to him and say, "Hey, it looks like a sex shirt you're wearing," and he can say, "Yes," and then they can say, "Will you put a speculum in my butt?"
Yeah,
nice shirt. Are you aware I have a butt?
Will you open my butthole?
You just hit a street called Easy.
Yeah,
put that thing in my butt.
Exactly. The whole street?
Yeah. No, I hung up on him last time he was on the show because he started talking about putting a speculum in someone's butt.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, it's probably fine to talk about that.
In a medical context?
Well, he didn't specify what context. Like, he didn't.
Colonoscopy?
So
He's not a medical doctor. His doctorate's in divinity, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, man.
Okay, let's wrap this thing
up. Man, oh, man.
Dave Hill is also the front man of the band Valley Lodge.
Yeah.
I think you can go check out their tunes.
Yeah, over there on Spotify or iTunes. Or
Power Pop?
Yeah.
Like Power Pop?
As the theme song to the Last Week Tonight. with John Oliver.
Yeah, I'll get him some of that sweet BMI money.
I'm a millionaire. That's not exactly how it goes, but thank you.
How would it go if you were to go?
I'm John Oliver, look at my eyeglasses. La 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 la.
That's better than my lyrics, probably.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me. I've seen the YouTube comments.
They're really nasty.
I left you a YouTube comment on that very subject. I sang that I had a mini cassette recorder with me at the time. Then transferred that into my computer. Then had Google Voice transcribe it. And then I posted it as a YouTube comment on your thing.
And it just said, yeah, gay with eight A's.
That's a long way to go.
Okay. Let's wrap this thing up. Dave, I'm glad you've come to visit us here in Los Angeles. It was a joy to see you.
Thank you. Likewise.
People should go see you in your regular live shows across the great city of New York and across this great world.
Yeah, like offhand, July 23rd at One Eye Jack's in New Orleans, Louisiana.
I call it Hotlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
I call it Chudsville.
You don't, do you?
I do, but no one knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's ineffective.
It's actually the nickname of Charlottesville. That's why it's funny.
Chodesville?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Chodes.
Chud.
That sounds great. That sounds like a fun show.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Go to boatparty.biz. Oh, snap. Our friends at Warby Parker.
Yeah.
Our friends at Hulu Plus.
Yeah.
Love them.
Don't be a chump and miss out on the chance to get 2 free weeks of Hulu Plus by going online to HuluPlus.com/Jujugo. HuluPlus.com/Jujugo. Our thanks to Hulu Plus, where you can binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere. You can get an extended free trial when you go to HuluPlus.com/Jujugo. So
I'd go there.
Thank you to them. Thank you to our friend Colin Marshall for once again substituting on the boards. Thank you, Colin.
Hot board work.
Colin is the host of the podcast Notebook on Cities and Culture.
Love it.
He is going to be heading to South Korea, the great nation of South Korea, for 6 weeks.
To play StarCraft in a soccer stadium.
He'll be recording podcasts with various South Koreans. He'll be sneaking across the border to report for Vice's HBO television show.
And then make it all about him. Sorry.
Yeah. Exactly. Make it all about whatever drug he did while he was there. Colin is going to be going to South Korea to do special episodes of his podcast and write some stuff for The Guardian. So watch out for that.
Wow.
Thank you to Colin for filling in for Brian, who is in London. Sunny D. Brian Fernandez edits the program. Gabe has been sitting outside of our studio laughing. Always appreciate that. Thank you, Gabe. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan, Jesse, Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.